The legislature is considering a bill that would make the Vermont Economic Development Authority a state bank. The idea is to begin by depositing some state money, now in large global banks, into Vita, where it could be used to help finance loans for public projects. Supporters say eventually they'd like to see all state money deposited in a public bank. So far, the idea hasn't gained much official traction, and the state treasurer has warned that it's too risky. The resolution is seen as a way to light a fire under legislators, although only about 20 towns considered it.
Whereas the establishment of a public bank in Vermont will help towns reduce the local tax burdens by offering low-cost bonds.
A state bank isn't an easy concept to explain. In Rochester, where the resolution passed, there were few comments, but there was clearly confusion over how a public bank would work and whether it might affect individual checking and savings accounts. Rochester resident Bruce Marshall, who helped put the resolution on the town meeting warning, responded.
This is not a question of retail banking. This is a question of where the state puts its deposits and what we do with those deposits and who collects interest on those deposits.
Those who support the resolution stressed the widespread mistrust of large global banks in the wake of the recession as a reason to keep state money in a public bank. But one counterargument heard at some meetings was skepticism about the state's ability to operate a bank. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.